Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Tuesday Night Vista Live conference call. We are so excited you could be on the call with us tonight. And if there's any new associates on the call, I want to give a special welcome to you guys. We've had quite a few come in this last week, but we're always excited that you can join us on these Tuesday night calls. There's a lot to learn. But I want to give a shout-out to some of the new associates, Kevin Moyer, Mark Byler, Leanna Zimmerman, Catherine Yoder, Melvin Click, Chester and Lydia Detweyer, Glenda Horst, Michael Sparrow, Cecil Daniel, Kim Vaughn, Dr. Conkey Sotomayor, and I'm sorry if I messed up your name, Christina Ruiz, welcome. Welcome to Vista Life. You are definitely at the right place at the right time. Also, top enrollers this past week. I'm so excited to see people still enrolling and talking to people during this virus thing that's going on. But I want to congratulate Joan Farmwald and then Abe and Becky Miller. So, you guys, way to go, way to go. Also, product of the month is Burn. For those of you who do not know about Burn, you need to read up on it. It will burn that fat right away. So, take advantage of the product of the month. Also, we have quarantine specials. They are still selling. Well, we ended the one last month, so this month we've got a brand new one, the Vista Life Coffee To-Go Cup, okay? And it can be added to any order or your auto ship during this month for $5, okay? Then we also have the Vista Life the spray bottles that you can, you know, order, put on your auto ship, and that is just $10, okay? So they don't have the bags any longer, but they've still got the spray bottles. Make sure you mark your calendars. I believe it is June 5th. Instead of, you know, having a rally, we still might have a rally later on, but we're going to have a virtual rally. So make sure if you haven't yet canceled your reservations, make sure and, you know, get that done. Also, leaderboard for the 2021 vacation that people are going to get to go to if they get enough points. And I tell you, people are already in the running for that. Jonas and Joan Farmwald, Joe and Laura Farmwald, Erla and Carol Miller, Melanie and Steve Daniel, David and Kathy Miller, OA and Gail Powers. Congratulations, you guys. I know some of you are really, really, really close already, and you still got over a half a year to get there. So anyway, without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our caller for the night. I'm always so excited to have her on the call, Dr. Karina Long, who is our CEO. And like I always mention, she is a woman of integrity. She really cares about your success, not only in your health, but also in your finances. And Vista Life has given the opportunity for both of those because of all the awesome products they have and then the compensation that they have. You can basically make as much as you want with their compensation. But Dr. Karina is the mother of two girls who are growing way too fast. One of them might even be taller than her now. I don't know. But I'm always so excited for her to lead the call. So, Dr. Karina, are you there?
I am, Susie, and you are just about right. Hannah is just inching up on me, and I love it when I wear my high heels then, because then I'm like a head taller than her, and I feel like I'm so tall. But, yes, Hannah is just growing like crazy. She's 13 now, and Alyssa will be 12. This is her birthday month, so she'll be 12 this month. Our girls are just growing up like crazy. And we're going to actually talk about them a little bit during this call today and what they are doing. What are your children doing during this time? And we've all had to change everything. We've had to change the way that our daily routine is. And I know everybody hears it. You hear it all the time. And I don't want to have to continuously talk about it, but it's what people want to know is what are the children doing? What do they do? And as you guys all know, and maybe you have children, maybe you have grandchildren that are now doing school at home or homeschooling. Of course, we have been homeschooling for 3 years now, so that didn't change for us too much for Hannah and Alyssa, except for the fact that they go to community once a week. So they go and meet their friends once a week and go to, like, school once a week with their friends, and a teacher gets up and teaches all the subjects and everything. And it's kind of a neat program. And then we come home, and I teach it to them for the rest of the week, kind of so they go and get a jump on what they need to know, and then I just come home and reiterate what they've just learned at school. That's basically how that works, and just go into a little bit more depth and stuff. So so that changed a little bit because we couldn't go to community anymore, so we had to do some different things, like kind of like our leaders are doing. Our last leadership call on Thursday, we have a leadership call for golds and above, and we have adjusted that actually to be a Zoom now so that we can see each other or just call in like normal. There's no change if you're just using a phone. The same way that we're going to do our virtual rally, our stream rally, is we're going to use that Zoom platform, and we'll be getting that information out to you. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be several hours jam-packed. So I talked to Joe and Laura Farmwald from Kentucky. They're executive directors from Kentucky, and I talked to him, and he had a fantastic idea that I think a lot of people need to incorporate since we're talking about the changing times, is on that June 5th, on that Friday, he's going to have a meeting at his home, and they're going to sit around that phone together and be able to listen to that call going on, to that virtual rally, or you can get together, have a meeting. You're already going to take off. You were going to take the whole week off probably to attend rally. So continue to leave that Friday open and have that meeting for all you leaders. Have that meeting, and we're going to be giving away free stuff and all kinds of things. So new products and everything. So we're going to try to jam-pack. I don't know how that's going to work. Jam-pack our rally into those couple of hours, and we're going to have some leaders speak, and it's going to be pretty exciting. So we've all had to change things around. We're all using hand sanitizer now, and probably a lot of you guys are using masks, or at least when you go out shopping or something, you have your mask on, and some people wear their gloves. Of course, since we have a manufacturer, we have access to all of these things, and we actually use them on a daily basis for all the team that works at the manufacturer. So it's a way of life for them. They have to wear masks every day anyways. But, you know, with the times changing, we all have to make little changes. We all have to make some adjustments. And even Vista Life, we've come out with new product already, the hand sanitizer, which is a 4-ounce for $10. And you guys just gobbled those right up. We do have several left, and that bottle has transformed 3 times during the release of that, and that was in late May. That was only, 2 weeks ago? So that has went crazy. We went from a clear bottle to a brown oval bottle back to a clear bottle now. So I think there's a couple more brown bottles left maybe. So that's transformed back and forth. And during this time, the plastic manufacturers, of course, went home. So we're working with whatever we can get our hands on to put the product in, okay? So I know Purple Tiger, for one, is going to have a black lid on it very soon. So instead of a purple lid, because what the plastic manufacturers had done is they have their workers to go home because they're shelter in place and they're not essential, so to speak. They are. We need them. Even though we're essential and we make dietary supplements, we still need the plastic companies, manufacturers, to make our bottles and our lids. So what they did is they mass produced the commonalities of their industry. So therefore, they kind of did away with the colors and let's just mass produce black or white, you know, the regular everyday colors. So you'll see that. Don't worry about that. We're working, would you rather have Purple Tiger with a black top on it, which it was for all centuries, you know, the whole time we had it up until about 4 years ago anyways, or would you rather have, you know, no Purple Tiger at all because you can't have a purple cap? That doesn't make any sense. You just put a black cap on it, right? So you'll see a couple of those things coming out. And, of course, like crazy, we have had a hard time with those spray tops for the hand sanitizer and the 4-ounce hand sanitizer. Those little spray tops are just going like crazy. It's hard to get our hands on it, and they're extremely elevated when they are. So what we've decided to do is offer you guys a 64-ounce hand sanitizer liquid to be able to refill your bottle. So keep your bottles, and tonight we're releasing a 64-ounce hand sanitizer. It's a little bit, it actually is not the same formula as the one that is in your 4-ounce. It almost smells, the one in the 4-ounce, you can really tell that it is vegetable hand sanitizer. It's made from vegetable alcohol. Well, this 64-ounce is also made from vegetable alcohol, but it's 80% alcohol as opposed to 70% alcohol, so you really smell more of the alcohol than you did in the 70% 4-ounce, okay? So there is a little bit of difference to the formula. 80% alcohol is actually medical grade, okay? So the 64-ounce, it is $60 auto ship. So where the 4-ounce is $10, that's $2.50 an ounce, which, you know, that's a great deal as it is according to the market today. But the 64-ounce is $60. That's 93 cents an ounce to be able to refill your hand sanitizer. You don't have to keep buying those 4-ounce bottles at $10 a pop. You can just buy the 64-ounce and be able to refill that. So that is a new offering tonight. And with that, when you purchase that and have a $100 order, then we'll add free shipping to that. Tonight, it's ready to go on your extranet. You can place orders tonight for that. And you can also place those tomorrow. Okay, so that's good for tonight and tomorrow with free shipping when you have a $100 plus order, including that 64-ounce hand sanitizer. That hand sanitizer, just like the 4-ounce, it has PV attached to that as well. It is a product, and all of you guys that earn commissions, which today is commission day, then you get to earn commissions on that as well. So that's pretty cool. I'm glad we can offer that and not have to, keep wanting to purchase these $10 hand sanitizers. You can just refill it. So that is awesome to be able to offer that. And with that, you know, our girls, we take them to church. Even though we do live church services, our girls go with us. And some of you guys may have seen that because we go live and the girls sing on there. So they get hand sanitized up and they put their face mask on and they just take their face mask off before they go up on stage. And, you know, we've all had adjustments. And all their little lives, they have taken so many supplements that they just don't know any other way. They just think that everybody takes supplements like we do. And I remember even when Hannah and Alyssa were very young, they took colloidal silver. And even Hannah was a little bit of a fussy baby. And I really didn't know. I nursed her, so I didn't know, was it something I was eating? I was a first-time mom. I kind of was a little fussed up myself because I wanted to make sure I was doing everything perfect. And all the mothers on the phone right now can just laugh, because you know that there's no perfect way of doing those things. A lot of things with your baby is trial and error. You don't know what's causing them to be upset, or if, especially if you're nursing, did, you know, I remember back then, was it broccoli? I don't know. Does broccoli cause tummy aches for the newborn. I don't, you know, I just remember all those things going through my head. And so from an infancy, Hannah was taking food enzymes. I would open up the capsule like Jesty's, and I would wet my little pinky finger and dip it in and let her I just let her suck it off my pinky finger. And then as she grew, then she couldn't swallow a capsule yet. She was just a couple years old, and she was still taking Jesty's. And they would line up at the counter where we always have our herbs right there on the counter all in the same place. And they would line up. Alyssa, not so much, but Hannah, yes. She would open up like a little bird waiting for their mom to give them a worm. You know, Hannah would just open up her little mouth, and I would open up. I know this is abnormal, but I would open up a Jesty's capsule and just sprinkle it right into her mouth, and she ate it just like that. So sometimes we don't ever tell y'all to do that. We always say mix it in yogurt or mix it in applesauce or put it in a juice because, you know, Jesty's doesn't taste like anything, so you can mask it really easy. All you're doing is liquefying it, so it's very easy to cover up. However you want to do that, even it will stir right up in milk, just a little teaspoon of water or, you know, whatever. With our girls, you know, Hannah just opened up her little mouth like a little bird and just took it. And then she wanted to chew on the capsule. So that capsule is gelatin, so we just let her chew on it, and she would just swallow it down. And that, you might be an herbalist if your children do that. I'm not sure, but so that is how our children have been raised. And now, of course, once we came out with VistaVibe, they started taking VistaVibe, and they take a half an ounce every single morning. Now, recently, since all of this has happened and they're a little bit older, you know, Alyssa's about to be 12, and Alyssa was my fussy one. I mean, she was a great baby, but she was fussy about taking stuff. She didn't like, you know, if she could ooze it down her chin, then, you know, that was less she had to take or something. It didn't matter what it was. She always took it. But I always would have to give her just a little bit more because I knew she was going to do something to not have to swallow everything when it came to a liquid anyway. She's a texture type of pickiness with textures. But VistaVibe, they take it every single day and a half an ounce, so a half of that cap. Now here recently they've taken a little bit more, almost a full cap, three quarters of a cap probably, every morning. That's what they do every single morning. They also take Jesty's in the morning. They still take that. They take one capsule every morning, and of course they're at the age now they swallow it. You know, they have been swallowing capsules now since they were very young. They also take the kids' gummies. That is a great vitamin and mineral supplement for kids. And we've even had some older people that maybe weren't happy about the Daily Spectrum, which is, you know, it's a tablet. When you're trying to jam-pack something in a tablet, a capsule, a tablet is usually the way to go because you can compress it. So you're trying to get more in it. So if they're not excited about taking that Daily Spectrum, which we do an experiment with it, and you're welcome to do it. If you have a Daily Spectrum, I encourage you, just drop it down into a regular glass of water, just a regular glass of water, not vinegar, not an acid that would be in your stomach, just water, and watch it. It will immediately begin to bubble up, and that bubbling is air pockets that are being released in that capsule or in that tablet and causing it to start to separate. As it separates, it will just bloop, bubble up a little, and then it'll bubble up a little bit more, and you'll see those bubbles starting to take place as that tablet is starting to break down. But our girls don't do the Daily Spectrum. They could. They're at an age and old enough that they could, but they still like the kids' gummies. They have taken those since VistaLife has had them, and they take those in the morning, actually. It's a very good thing. If you think about this, you don't want to give those to your children at night before they go to bed, because then they have to scrub their teeth, okay? And that is a gummy. And that gummy can stick up in, you know, in the crevices of our teeth. So it's better to take that product in the morning, you know, while you're eating or right before you eat or your children eat or grandchildren eat or something like that, as opposed to night, where if they don't brush their teeth very well, then that's going to sit on their teeth. Okay, and you don't want that sitting on their teeth. You don't want anything sitting on your teeth throughout the night. So it's not just that product; it's any product. It's you know, milk. Even you need to wash their mouths out, let them get some water or something like that. Even if they drink milk and go to sleep, and I know that is a common, that's a common action, isn't it? To let a baby go to sleep drinking milk. But in actuality, they should have a little bit of water after that to wash that, because milk has sugar in it. So you should wash their little mouth out after that, after they, you know, get so old. No, I'm not talking about newborns, not the little ones like that, tiny ones. But our girls also, they have also since very, very young ages, since Vista came out with it, I get, well, even, I don't know, even before, no, it couldn't have been, I'm trying to think of my time frame. I took Omega Creel while I was pregnant, because my midwife said that it was very important for brain function for the baby. So therefore, after I had the girls, then they were getting it through my nourishment because I nursed them. And then when they were weaned, I started squirting it in whatever they did, VistaVibe. They were on VistaVibe by that time. So then I started squirting it in their VistaVibe. I just punctured. The Omega Creel is in a little gel cap. And I just punctured that with a clean knife, and I just squirted it right in their VistaVibe, and they had no clue that they were even taking it. And then I just threw the little gel cap away. They still take that today, and they take that one at night. They take one Omega Creel apiece. And then they also take SuperCal at night. And that is to help their bone structure, their teeth, and the, you know, calcium is a building block for children. It helps with bedwetting. It helps with, your body cannot heal without calcium being present. So if you even got a scratch, it takes calcium to help and bring back knitting to that tissue. So SuperCal is extremely important. It's even more important for girls, because during a menstrual cycle, calcium is expelled out. So it's even more important. And in baby development, once a young lady gets old enough and she conceives, then it takes calcium to build a child on the inside. So calcium is always needed. So you can never go wrong with taking that SuperCal. So that's what the girls take. And especially this time right now, they are also taking Immune Protect or Immune Boost, whichever one. We kind of toss those back and forth just because, you know, the times that it is, sometimes we'll take Immune Boost, sometimes we'll take Immune Protect, and either way, they're boosting your immune system, so that's kind of your choice, and we just bounce that around. Whichever bottle is sitting there, that's what they take, and they just take one of those a day, along with their VistaVibe and Colloidal Silver. Those are the main products that they're taking to counteract all this ooey-gooey stuff that's going around right now. Of course, the kids... gummy bears, that is a natural, your body's natural defense, because if your body has the nutrients it needs, and that's what a daily vitamin is, giving your body what it needs to function properly, then it can help itself to overcome some of this. So you definitely, the girls would never go without taking their gummy vitamins, their gummy bears. So and me and Dr. LeBron, Daily Spectrum, we always, that's one that I just love. If I had to do without something, it would definitely not be my Daily Spectrum. I can actually take Purple Tiger, and I've told y'all this on many calls before, I can take Purple Tiger and just because I'm rushing or something and I just pull one out of my purse and just go, you know, and I think, ooh, I just, you know, I'm still kind of feeling a little, you know, like I didn't get enough pep or something, like I need a little something else. Maybe I didn't drink enough water, or, you know, water really helps me too to have energy, just the cleansing and the refreshing and the hydrating. I love water, and sometimes I'll feel lousy or you know, just kind of run down a little bit if I haven't drank enough water in that day. So I'll start to think about it. I think, no, I haven't taken my daily Spectrum. You know, so I can really feel the difference when I take daily Spectrum and when I do not take it. It's very, extremely important. You're giving your body the nutrition that it needs. So that's what our girls do. And in addition to that, I kind of wanted to give you a couple ideas of some things that we've done on the side. We do some little YouTube videos for some resources that you can add to, because I know with you being thrown into homeschool like all at one time, like I didn't ask for this type homeschooling, it can get very overwhelming. So we do some little things that I think would help you, or as grandparents, you might can pass this on to your children that have your grandchildren. And one big thing is your children will do more than you think they will do on their own. I learned this. And I take the time on Monday, and I write out your teacher should be giving you what to do. So I take my Monday, and I take some time aside. It takes a little time, okay? But I'm telling you, it's worth it. This is just a tidbit of wisdom from the last little 3 little years that I've been homeschooling, is I take that Monday and I write out every single day for each girl what they need to do on every single day. And that way they have their plan, they know how to execute it. Now you may say, yeah, but you just said your girls are 12 and 13. That is true, but I've been doing this for 3 years. And the little ones will do it just like the bigger ones if you lay it out for them. They just will do more than what you think that they will do. I know the first year of homeschooling, the girls would come to me, okay, Mama, what do I do now? What do I do now? What do I do now? And I'm like, I felt so overwhelmed. Like, I don't know. You know, I'm trying, you know, to do this, and I got my mind on that, and I don't even know. And so if you write it out, then at least they can be doing some of those things while you're figuring out the other things that they may need to do, and they will do it on their own. A lot of children will. You can also go to GPB, and they have opened up some education lines that are free, and you might want to just add some of those in there. I know that some of the school systems, what I'm hearing from other parents is that they're not giving them enough to do. Well, on the teacher's aspect, I totally understand that because they're used to standing up and teaching. So you remove that aspect, then a worksheet is, you know, not near enough time to take up what a teacher would be teaching. So it's no fault on the teachers either, but it's just not enough work for the children to keep the children occupied throughout the day. So you can implement some resources, some videos, and some learning activities from GPB Education, and those are all free from what I've seen. Also, there is an online school, and it's called Veritas Press, and that is spelled V-E-R-I-T-A-S P-R-E-S-S, VeritasPress.com. And now that is a paid school, that a homeschool system, but they're giving all their resources free for 60 days. So what that does is that helps you get through the end of this school year. So maybe you tap into them and pull some of those resources so that your children are, you know, definitely being educated like they should and having that time taken up during the day for education instead of, you know, just playing. I mean, I'm sure they love that, but we do need to get an education here too, don't we? So these are some free resources that I have run into, as well as now Right Now Media. I love Right Now Media. It's a Christian-based medium that is educational, whether it's Sunday school, whether it's church-related, or homeschool-related. We use it for homeschool. That's what we started out, and then I morphed it into Sunday school because it's all kinds of learning on there. That is a small fee, I pay a subscription for that monthly, but that's also a nice resource. It's called Right Now Media, and you can get that. It actually has a Roku channel that you can download, an app on your phone. You can download that or just go straight to the website. But anyways, these are some tidbits that I thought I would share with you about our girls and how they do things and what they're doing there in this crazy time of year. Of course, they're wanting to see their friends, they're wanting to see their grandparents, and you know, and they're missing everybody, but it is just the way it is right now, and we just have to live with these times and just do the best we can and make fun out of it and have a good time and stay healthy. So as I end this call, make sure you take advantage of that new 64-ounce hand sanitizer that it's intended to refill your bottles. It doesn't have a spray topper on it. It's 64 ounces, okay, so it's big. And that is $60. That's 93 cents an ounce, okay? So, and tonight and tomorrow, it with $100 plus orders, with that hand sanitizer, it's free shipping, okay? So we just thought we're just trying to make this fun and give you all kinds of, you know, the coffee-to-go cups and all these kind of new little specials and things just to make it exciting and to send some love your guys' way to let you know we're thinking of you and we want you to succeed and have a nice payday today. Today is commission day, so I'm excited about that. I'm always excited about commissions. But we love you guys, and until next Tuesday, we'll hear from you then. We love you and appreciate you very much. Susie, I'll turn it back over to you.
Dr. Karina, thank you so much. And that is awesome, a 64-ounce bottle. I mean, 93 cents an ounce. You can't beat that, you guys. So I hope everybody has a fantastic rest of the week. Stay safe, and we will talk to y'all next week.